Hi, sweet friends. Good morning. Well, it's morning for me. I'm sitting here in my new apartment at Lake Atitlan, looking out at the lake and these gorgeous volcanoes that surround her. I'm here in Hummingbird Valley. I mentioned my new place since my last podcast. I moved into a studio apartment. And I'm going to be here, thankfully, until my new house is finished being built. And it's very exciting. You know, I'm someone who's changed and jumped and moved a lot. And for me, I'm redefining what freedom means, because freedom can mean different things to different people. In fact, when I was taking that month at the Mermaid House in Hybalito, one day I was on the trail admiring some gorgeous rocks, and a man passed by, and he stopped to stand next to me and admire the rocks with me, and we fell into conversation, and he was a doctor. Well, he was retired. He had spent his career as a doctor, and he said that he moved to the lake, and it was a big deal for him to completely give up all of his responsibilities. And then he felt a new sense of freedom, having no responsibilities, because throughout his career and his life, he had so many people and things that he was responsible to. And so now his version of freedom was casting off responsibility, which I think is a really, you know, that's easy to understand. Freedom is, you know, the freedom to do whatever you want. And like, I think that's the conventional idea of freedom, you know. You have no responsibilities, you can do whatever you want, nothing's tethering you down, you know. But for me, I was reflecting on this, because since meeting that doctor, I've bought land, I've taken on more responsibility, and even committing to this apartment for like a longer term lease than I'm used to, this represents a new kind of responsibility. And yet, for me, this is now giving me a new sense of freedom. The freedom to not have to explode my life and move and have all the uncertainty of where am I going to live and what am I going to do. You know, the freedom to grow roots, you know, like imagine a plant who finally has the freedom to dig her roots deep into the earth without being ripped up constantly. So I'm in this new apartment. I just moved in about 3 weeks ago. After coming back from the States, I was visiting my family for my sister's birthday. And so now I'm here, and I'm feeling so much better, so much more settled. And as I get settled in, I'm really looking forward to exactly growing my roots deep and really focusing on some things that I want to do and create in the coming months and years. And so in this podcast, I thought I would share with you something that I'm learning about, which is how do we build our life around the things that are important to us? How do we do all of the things? Because I know you know, that sometimes it's hard to do all of the things. You know, there are things that are important to you, but then, you know, life happens and you don't get to it. In fact, funny thing, like, I started this podcast and then I didn't get to it for a while. In fact, this is my first podcast since, I think, the bus in Mexico, which so much has happened since then, and I just didn't make the time and space to make these podcasts. So I'm going to tell you what practice I'm doing now that actually made me show up for this and show up for some other things in my life that are really important to me. So maybe you know that I have a coach, and her name is Britt Bolnick. And Britt is an amazing woman. She's powerful, magical, witchy, badass. She runs this like pit bull rescue charity. She has this coaching group. She's starting another business around dogs with her husband. She does a lot. And yet, what's really cool about this woman, like when I first met her and we had our first phone call, she also expressed to me how like she has a ton of free time. Like she spends time in nature, you know, she spends time reading books. Like she, and she's a mother, you know, like she's got. She's got kids, she's got chickens, she's got dogs, she's got a husband, she's got several businesses that she's running. And yet she also has free time to take care of herself and to be in the woods and to, you know, the short of it is I really admire her, how much she's able to get done, but also take care of herself. And so I was really curious, like, how do you do this, right? What's your secret formula, you know? And so she actually shared with me a book that she was just launching at the time, so I got to do an early reader copy of the book. It's called The Magic of Bending Time. So The Magic of Bending Time, so you can do all of the things. So you can be a mother, so you can run a business, so you can support charity projects. You can do all the things that are important to you. So how does it work? So I highly recommend you go get the book because there's more to it than just this. But I'm going to share with you a simple practice that I'm starting to incorporate into my routine, into my life, so I can do more of the things that I want to do, like bring you podcasts like this, like write blog posts for my new website that I've recently launched, ericaderrickson.com. If you haven't seen it yet, I highly recommend you go check it out. I put a lot of love and energy into making it an awesome place for you to learn along with me and to discover what I'm discovering. And my intention is really to share things there that are of benefit to you guys. And you'll see why in a second when I show you what I've done. So go get the book, The Magic of Bending Time by Britt Bolnick. It's actually on my website. I have a shop, Erica's Favorites, and I have several books that I recommend, and hers is one of them, so you can find it there. So let's get into the exercise. So, the first thing is, first of all, you gotta make some time just to sit down and think and reflect, okay? And the first exercise that we do is ask yourself this question. Looking at your time now to the next, like, 6 months to the next year, what is it that's really important to you? What do you want to spend your time on? What do you want to, in fact, here's a better language, what do you want to invest your time in? Because our time is a resource. You know, it's one of the most precious resources we have, you know, our time and our energy. We only have so much, and depending on how we use it, determines what happens in the coming days, weeks, months, and years of our lives. So one thing to understand is, like, what you're experiencing now is the result of the choices that you've made about how to use your precious time and energy in the preceding days, weeks, months, and years. So what you're experiencing now is just a result of that. It's neither good or bad. It's just, you know, there are inputs and outputs. You input a certain kind of food into your body, your output is you're going to feel a certain way. You input a certain relationship into your energetic system, the output is you might end up feeling depressed or disempowered, right? Or alternatively, you input a certain kind of relationship or friendship, and the output is you feel super inspired and uplifted and empowered, right? So it's neither good or bad. It's just a question of inputs and outputs. So what we're learning to understand here is that the outputs that we're experiencing now are the result of the inputs that we've previously chosen. So, if we want to have different outputs, we have to be more intentional about choosing the best inputs to get those results. Simple, right? Okay, so here's how it goes. So your first assignment is to take some time to think about and reflect, what is it that's important to you? How do you want to spend your time in the coming months and year? Let's cap it at 12 months. You can cap it at 6 months. You know, what's important to you over the next 6 months? So I'll share with you when I did this exercise with my coach. The things that I wrote down are one of them is learning and reading. There's so many books and things that I want to learn about right now. You know, I want to learn more about building wealth. I want to learn more about relationship dynamics. I want to learn more about sacred geometry. I want to learn Spanish. I want to learn, there's the list of things that I want to learn is actually kind of endless. In fact, you know what, I should have pulled this up already, but I'm going to give you more specific. So one thing that you should know is that we call this sacred structure. So this is sacred. We're dealing in the realm of that which is sacred. That which is the direction of your life based on what's truly in your heart, what's true for you, what you're really caring about in your heart. Hold on, let me get to turn off this tea. Making tea is super important to me. All right. So I looked at these categories for myself, and there are some things that are really important to me to learn about, like permaculture, like learning about building wealth through investing, you know, investing in my future. There are certain few books that I really want to read, like Empathic Mastery, Rewire for Wealth, a few books that my coach has suggested to me. You know, the list goes on. So I understand that one of the most important things that I want to make time for myself is learning. Great. So that was the first thing on my list. The next thing on my list is self-care. It's really important for me to take care of myself because you probably know, like, when you're good, everything's good. And when you're not good, nothing's good. When your cup is empty, man, that sucks. You know, it's hard to show up for your family, for your community, you know, for your job, for whatever it is, if you feel empty and drained and overwhelmed and overstimulated, right? So for me, I know this to be true. I know that the better I take care of myself, the better I can show up in the world and share my gifts and help and serve and shine at my brightest. So I looked at this self-care, and like, what does self-care mean for me? Okay, it means like my daily practice, yoga, meditation, pranayama. It means doing my Ayurveda practices. It means getting massages. For me, it means soaking in water, whether that's swimming in the lake or taking a hot bath. I know for me, time in nature is really important. That's where I fill my cup when I'm alone in nature. So going for a hike, spending time with my new land. Also definitely taking silence and just taking time off to be at home and shut off my phone and not do anything for anyone else so I can just fill my cup. So the cool part about that is, you know, I take that time to rest and be with myself. And then when I do come back, I got so much to share and give to people. So that's one of my main focuses, or one of my big rocks that we'll call it. And I'll explain what that means in a moment. So my next one is serving my community. That's you guys. So that's both my online community and my local community. So serving my community means making content like this, like podcasts, writing new blogs, spending time in the comments, responding to you guys, responding to messages. I want to start doing more regular Zoom calls with you guys so we have more of an opportunity to connect. More locally, I want to participate in our residence group. I want to help the dogs. I want to do charity projects within my local community. So this is something that's important to me. It's really important to me to connect and serve and grow and be a part of a healthy community around me, both virtually and in person, right? So that's another thing that's really important to me. Now, the next thing on my list, this is number 4, is cultivating meaningful relationships, cultivating friendships. You know, I can get so focused on work, I can get so focused on stuff, I can get so focused on other stuff that I don't make time for my friends. So making time for my friends is really important to me. And yes, you know, one of my intentions for this year, we talk about wealth, and typically people think of wealth as being related to money, but I'm looking at wealth like inside my body, wealth of energy. And one of my intentions for this year is to cultivate wealth in my relationships. So that's something that's really important to me. So it goes on the list. Next thing on this list, what's important to me is doing the activities that generate income. So making my videos that have the ads run in them. I want to design new t-shirts. So with my new website, I've launched some awesome, really fun t-shirts that I'm so excited about, and I wear them pretty much every day. My most recent one is May the Forest Be With You. Not the force, the forest. So I want to keep designing t-shirts. I want to develop an online course. We're about to host our first retreat here in Hummingbird Valley in less than 2 weeks. I want to do more of that in the future. I want to work on building my affiliate partnerships with brands that align with my values. And so those are some examples of things that fall into the category of generating income. So that's, I've identified that's something that's important to me in this coming year. And then the last thing on my list is I mentioned my coach, Britt. She has a really amazing coaching group. And this past year, I've been in it for 9 months, and it helped me so much. I wouldn't have had the website without her. I wouldn't have had so many of the things that have opened up in me this last year. Was really a function of working with her. And I actually didn't show up in the group the way that I really would have liked. You know, I like kind of half-assed it a little bit. So one of the things that's important for me in this coming cycle, this coming season, is I really want to show up more fully in that coaching group. I really want to be supported as I take the next steps, right? So there are my big rocks, and I'll tell you in a second why I'm using this word big rocks. So learning, community, friendships, self-care, income, and my alchemy support group. Now, okay, I've identified what are my big rocks. What are those big things in my life? Now, here's why I'm using the term big rocks. Now, imagine your schedule, your time is like this container, and you fill it with stuff. And sometimes you have more stuff than the container will hold, and you don't necessarily get to everything, right? So now imagine this container is really like a jar, and all of the things you want to do are rocks. Now you have big rocks, you have small rocks. Small rocks can be, you know, all the stuff that you end up doing, you know, going grocery shopping, spending time on social media, you know, sweeping the floor, you know, calling your sister, walking the dog, you know, all of these things. Like, life is full of small rocks. So here's what typically happens. There's all this stuff that goes on in life. And if you take that jar and you fill it with all the small rocks first, you're not going to have space for the big rocks, the things that are important to you. But alternatively, if you take that empty jar, you know, looking ahead at your schedule, and you put the big rocks in first, and then you add the small rocks, then you can hold everything, right? But it doesn't work the other way around. So sacred structure and structuring your life so you can do the things and get done the things that are so important to you, and not let them wait till later. Because how easy it is, like, oh, I know this thing is important to me, but I'm really busy right now, so I'll just get to it later. And then does later ever come? Maybe. Maybe later, maybe not, actually. So with this process, what we're doing is first we're identifying what are the big rocks, what are the things that are most important to us. So I've just identified 6 of my big rocks. And now the next step is I look at each of those categories and I identify goals. So I've written out goals. I have this up in front of me. So with the last one that I spoke about with my coaching group, here's my goal. I feel present in the loop and like I'm using my alchemy subscription to its fullest potential. I am regularly attending and watching the classes, posting on the group, asking for and receiving support. I am actively building my team, asking for the specific help I need, and receiving the support that helps me do more, grow bigger, and stand rooted in my truth and power as I help others. I feel like I'm handling things well and doing things better than ever before. So that's a goal. And so for each one, I have a goal written down. You know, for my meaningful relationships, I say, okay, it's really simple. Every week, I have a lunch date with a friend. And every 2 weeks, I go on an adventure with a friend. So like we go out and we like do something. Right? For my self-care, every week I go for a hike and I get a massage. Every 2 weeks, I go to San Pedro thermal pools. And every 6 weeks, I do 3 days of silence. And every 2 weeks, I have a full day off. And then for learning, I say, okay, by November 2022, I have completed, you know what, you get the idea. So you create a goal, and then the next step, so the first step is you identify what are the things you care about most. Next step, under each of those categories, write down a goal. What's your goal in that category 6 months from now? How do you want to be feeling? What do you want to have accomplished? You know, what would success look like and feel like? And of course, when we write goals, we write them in the present tense. I am feeling this. I have read this book. I have completed this course. I I notice my Spanish is noticeably better. I can communicate easily, you know? So we write it in the present. Now what I've done, I looked at those goals and I said, okay, how much time can I or do I want to devote to this per week? So I looked at the learning and reading goal and I said, okay, if I can put in 4 hours per week of learning and reading, I'm pretty sure by the end of the year I can hit my goals. You know what? For the self-care one, I actually read you what it was, my big rock. So every week I go for a hike, I get a massage. You know, every 2 weeks I go to the thermal pools. Every 6 weeks I do 3 days of silence. So those are really specific things that I can now drop into my schedule. Now, I'm not dropping into my schedule this week because this week is already happening, right? So the next part of the assignment, and these can happen in different batches. Like, I had to take a while to get clear on my goals. I had to take a while to break them down into actionable steps. And then the next step is I had to take time to create my calendar. And I didn't do it just for like next week. I did it for the next 2 months. So I sat down and I looked at my calendar for the next 2 months and I said, okay, where can I drop in 4 hours of reading? Okay, here's an hour, here are 2 hours, here's an hour, here's an hour. Okay, great. And I went through each of the categories and I took those big rocks that I identified and I dropped them in my calendar. Now, what's really important to understand is that this is not set in stone. This is like a malleable document. So, for example, yesterday I had a block in my calendar for updating my shop. So one thing that I want to do with my website is I have a shop where I share affiliate links. I share links to products that I use and recommend. And I get a really small like kickback from Amazon for sharing these products. And so it's important for me to keep those products up to date because there's always new things, right? So I had actually scheduled an appointment yesterday, but, you know, life got in the way and I forgot. And when I went and looked at my calendar this morning, I said, oh, crap, I didn't do that yesterday. Okay, well, I'm just going to take that block and I moved it to today. So later today, I have an appointment with myself to work on my shop. Now, the reason why I finally made my next podcast was I put an appointment in my calendar this morning to create content because that's part of serving my community. So, you know, I've been talking and thinking like, oh, I need to do a podcast, but it wasn't happening until I scheduled it. So we can make appointments with ourselves. Just like we would make an appointment with a doctor. Just like you would make an appointment with your family. You know, we just had Thanksgiving 2 days ago. A lot of people around the United States made an appointment to go be with their families on Thanksgiving. And they made it a priority. And they got it done, right? So just like we make appointments with others, we can make appointments with ourselves. I think the challenge and something that I'm working on is to really keep that appointment as like sacred and honor it, because that's kind of the problem. And this is something I notice with my like days off. I see a day off and it's like, oh, I need to schedule a conversation. Oh, well, I don't have anything scheduled that day, so we can just do it on my day off. And actually, I caught myself yesterday. Yesterday was a half day off in the morning. And I scheduled a conversation with a friend and I was like, wait a minute. No, and I actually had to message them and be like, you know what, I'm sorry, today was meant to be my day off, so can we connect, like, tomorrow? Because I really wanted to honor that I needed that time just to be with me, you know? And I think that's especially the challenge when we're, you know, empathic people, highly sensitive people, people who want to help others, you know? It can be really hard to hold that time as sacred and not give it to someone else. So that's part of the challenge with this work. So, I've also put in my schedule time to reevaluate my sacred structure. So every week I'm going to look at the structure that I have coming up for the next week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. I'll just look ahead and just make sure, do I have my big rocks in place to make sure that I am getting to the things that are important to me? So, let me take a sip of tea. So I hope this was helpful for you. You know, as I'll speak for myself, as I'm learning to change my old ways, you know, there are new skills that I have to practice. And so, you know, I'm typically a person who has not been very good at planning and looking ahead. And so starting to flex this muscle, at the beginning it feels very weak and it feels hard. And I think that's just like if you were to start, you know, lifting weights. At the beginning it's hard. And you know, how do we stay committed when, you know, when it's hard, when it doesn't feel good? And I think that's why it's important to have like a strong why. Like, why am I doing this? Well, I want to make use of the time and energy that I have to live my best life. I don't want to waste my life. I don't want to look back with regrets of the things I didn't do. You know, so I know that I need to get clear on my priorities. I got to get clear on what's important to me, and I got to make it a priority. I have to give to myself just as much, if not more, than I give to others. And it's easy for me to give to others. I love to give to others. In fact, I've had to stop myself recently because I was like, whoa, I've been giving so much. I need to stop and kind of like reevaluate things, because that's my tendency. My tendency is to want to give. So I have to make sure that I have systems and practices in place to make sure I'm also giving to myself. Because, like I said before, when my cup is full, I have so much to share with others. I have so much good energy. And I'm not sharing from a place of resentment. That's the worst. That's the worst kind of giving. It's like you give, but you're like, oh, I feel so unappreciated. I just feel resentful about this giving. And it's like, whoa, if that's where you're giving from, that's a time to like stop, pause, return to center, reassess, you know. And that, I mean, that's a whole other conversation about why do we give. You know, sometimes I have to stop and catch myself, like, am I giving because I want to feel important, because I want to feel loved, because I want to feel like I matter, because I want a sense of power? Is that why I'm giving? Oof. And then that can lead into whole other conversations about creating dependencies, like giving so someone depends on you. Oh, okay. No. I'm gonna stop right here, because this podcast is long enough. And I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful to myself for showing up to do the thing that I wanted to do. And I'll tell you this, when I woke up this morning and I saw that I had a content creation block on my calendar, I was like, ugh, I don't know what I'm going to write. I don't know what I'm going to do. I thought I was going to do a blog post. I don't know what I want to do. And initially I had resistance, but it's like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to worry about whether it's the best thing in the world that I create. I'm just going to create because I said that I was going to do it. Because if this system is going to work, I got to show up with integrity and honor the commitments that I make to myself. And so here we are. So I want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope this helped you. I hope this helped you get a little bit of perspective on how you can bend time to do all of the things that are important to you. And for more, you know, go check out Britt's book, The Magic of Bending Time. It's a fantastic read. It goes into so much more. You know, this is like a simple exercise, but she explores so much more of like, why do we block ourselves? Like, what's in the way? Like, do we really believe we deserve to have a life full of all the things? You know, a lot of times stepping up and doing all the things can actually be scary, because it asks all these questions of like, who will we be if we're playing bigger, if we're doing the things, you know? But I leave that to you. If you're interested, go get the book. It's on my website, ericaderrickson.com/ericasfaves. You can find the book there. And I am sending you so much love. I hope you have a beautiful day. Thank you for being a part of this community. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being willing to open your mind to some of the ideas that I'll be sharing in this podcast, on my blog, on my website, in my videos, and so much more. I want you to know that I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you. And I'm grateful to be walking this path with you. We're separated by space and time, but in so many ways we are connected. And I honor that connection. And I'm here showing up today to serve that connection, because that is something that's so important to me. All right, I love you so much. Have a beautiful day.